people. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. I know it's been a while, but I had to pause because of these news stories that I saw recently. I miss you guys, and I really appreciate those of you who are still listening. So if you know that I went back into the classroom, so I'm a full-time educator, and there's so many wonderful things that I'm trying to do. So kind of stepped away from my podcasting, but I had to talk about this because a few episodes ago, I talked about marriage and infidelity. Well, lo and behold, I was on YouTube today and I saw a story, and I'm going to put a link in the description box. And I have to be honest, I did not see the whole episode. It was Ayanna Van Zandt, and the title of the article was Fix My Cheating Husband. So I watched just about maybe 2 minutes in, and I said, okay, I don't think I'm going to get through this, but I wanted to make a comment because this is something that I have to share with women. This is going to be a mother to daughter episode. I tried to share this before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm basing this on so many things. Number one, and first and foremost, my own firsthand experiences, and number two, I'm basing it on what I have seen. I'm 58 years old, and I have seen the same thing play out over and over and over again. And you see it in the news. You see it, you know, people tell their stories. But I want women to know that you have to decide how you want to live. And you cannot, and you cannot base that on what other people are going to think, how people are going to judge you. You have to make a choice, because at the end of the day, if you're in a toxic relationship, if you and you have these memories and you decide to stay, all you're doing for yourself are a couple of things. Number one, you're prolonging your agony. If you stay in a relationship where you're disrespected, you're lied to, you're cheated on, you're abused, you're gaslit, all these other bad negative things, all you're going to do is prolong your suffering and your pain. Then, this is when it really gets very painful too, is then even when you get out, and thank God if you get out and you still have your sanity and you still have your health and your strength and you still have all, you know, your job or whatever you need, then you have to deal with those memories forever. You just create more bad memories for yourself. And I have talked about this on Bad Thought Therapy thousands of times, because we cannot get rid of memories. Only thing that can get rid of a memory is disease and or death. And so when you have bad experiences, you are left with the memories. And I know that God can heal memories. I am a witness. But you still have them. And you still have to deal with them and recover from them. And it takes an enormous amount of spiritual energy and effort and prayer and fasting and all of these things and reading to heal from bad relationships. And so I want to talk about this episode just for a second. And I'm trying not to go over 20 minutes, but the story is, and I will put a link into the description box of the full story. The story was about a couple. The man is a pastor of a church, and his wife, and it's about the couple, and they have three children. And what the congregation doesn't know at the time that this aired, well, now everybody knows, that they were living in separate locations. And that is because this pastor had sex with 20 different women outside of his marriage. I'm going to say that again. You heard that right. By his own admission, 20 different women outside of his marriage, and many of these women came from the congregation. Now, he and his wife were living separately. What I saw, before I cut it off, and like I said before, to be fair, I have not seen the whole thing. I just saw the wife. She looked, you know, you could tell she looked stressed and she was crying. And then I saw a clip where the pastor was saying something like, I'm afraid of losing my wife. And this was the beginning when they sort of do like little snapshots of what you're going to see in the show. So I kind of saw that part and then I had to cut it off because I don't know what Ms. Van Zandt is going to tell this couple. But I am going to tell you my humble opinion. You need to get out. To that wife or to anyone else who is with a person who will continually disrespect them, let them go. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to badmouth them. You don't have to curse them. You don't have to, you know, have any bad energy towards them. But you have to let go. We know this already. Those of us who lived a while on this planet, you cannot change another human being. It cannot. You can't change another. You cannot change your spouse. You can't change a parent. You cannot change a child. You cannot change a friend. You can't change. It's hard enough to change and transform your own self. But it's even harder if you're trying to get a person or you are trying to change someone to love and respect you. If a man does not fear God, this is a pastor. And I, you know, even if he wasn't a pastor, he knows right from wrong. And I'm jumping around, but yeah, I don't get why people marry. Like if a man just said, you know what, I want to have multiple sexual partners. You know what, I'm not even going to judge him. I'm not going to talk about him. I'm not going to be mad at him. But what I don't get is, why do you marry? Well, I know I'm asking this because now I kind of understand the psychology of it. You want to kind of have that home base, but then you still want to be able to have multiple partners. And it's that old saying, you know, have your cake and eat it too. And what women need to understand is this is a reality. This is a very common thing where someone marries, but yet they want to sleep with other men, other women outside of the marriage. And again, I'm not going to judge them. What I'm saying to you is, you don't need to be in that relationship. You're putting your life at risk in so many ways. Number one, I always think about diseases because there's a lot out here and a lot of this stuff does not have a cure. And even if it has a cure, we're talking about maybe a person taking medication with side effects. You are risking your life. You can die. Some of these diseases kill people. AIDS is still real. It's still it out here, and people are still getting it and dying from it. There is no cure. And so the more sexual partners a person has, then it's the law of probability. The more likely they could pick up, get a disease, contract a disease. And then if you're in that rotation of all the people that they sleep with, you're risking your own life. That's number one. Number two, you risk your life by getting killed. Domestic violence is real. And we were not made. I don't care what anybody conjures up in their imagination, their misinterpretation of the Bible, whatever. We're not meant to have multiple partners. From an emotional and psychological and mental and physical perspective, we're not able to handle that. So when you start playing with people's feelings, you know, somebody, if you with somebody, you're thinking you want to be exclusive, there's a natural desire for us as humans to want to be special, to want to be exclusive. And then you go out there and you start sleeping with, you know, multiple partners, and these men do, when they start sleeping with other men and women, what you don't know how those people are going to emotionally be able to handle that or not handle that. So I watch, you know, in my house, we watch a lot of crime shows. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I tell you one thing, they're great reminders. We watch a lot of shows, and most of those domestic violence situations, people are killed because of infidelity. Because when people go outside of their relationships with one person, that other person might not be able to handle it. And you know what's sad is there are many cases where, let's say a man was dating, you know, a girlfriend, or he's married. The other one, and the wife or the girlfriend doesn't even know about the other woman, other than the man. But that other woman or that other man ends up killing the wife, killing the girlfriend. And that has happened countless times. And the person don't even know what happened, because they didn't even know that person was going outside. We cannot play with people's feelings. Now, it's one thing if you can find a group of women and they can agree to say, oh, we're going to all just sleep with this one man, and everybody is consensual and everybody has agreed and they're going to live like this. That's one thing. But that is rarely the case, because if you are a normal human being and you're just natural and you haven't been influenced by some of this evil, you're not able to even handle that situation. That's how God made us. So people going outside, you risk your life that way. That's another way to risk your life. This pastor had a child outside of his marriage with one of his parishioners. And then that's another factor. You're talking about financially, because we're talking about people just having children from multiple partners, and those children are born, they have to be taken care of. Not only just in a physical sense, in a financial sense, but they should be loved. You mess that up, because that's really hard to do, to really give your child what they need when you got multiple children, multiple mothers of these children. It's just, you create so much confusion and chaos. Y'all get out. If I could talk to that wife, that pastor's wife, I would tell her to end that marriage. Based on what we know scripturally, if you wanted to get real technical, she has every right to terminate it. I don't believe in hating people, or, you know, bad mouthing people or cursing people when they do evil, because the reality is we don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. And I believe that God is a God of mercy and grace. And what the woman needs to do is leave and let her husband reconcile with God. She needs to heal and reconcile with God herself, but let that man go. You can't stop him. He slept with 20 different women. By his own admission, he said 20 different women, and many of those women were members of his church. And wow, I'm still in shock, because I'm thinking about what it takes to be a human being of faith. It takes so much time to really walk with integrity and character in front of people and behind closed doors. The spiritual energy that it takes, the prayers that it takes, the meditation that it takes, the putting in the things that you need for it to come out, reading, studying, listening, watching things that build and strengthen your faith and your relationship with God. I'm just thinking, how do you have time to sleep with 20 different women? I'm not even going to think about it too long. All I want to say to that wife and anyone else, let go and let God. Let them go. Are you talking to someone who knows? You prolong your pain and suffering. And then even when that person has gone on and moved on and whatever they're doing, but you're still left with the memory of how they lied to you and cheated on you and tried to kill you. And, you know, and it's hard. And even though, you know, some moments you may not even be thinking about it because you have so much going on in life, you don't even have time to really even think about it. And it is the past, and the past can never be undone, and it can never be reversed, and you have to move on, but you still have that memory, and you're going to always have it. And it hurts to know that you've been faithful, and you actually loved a person who betrayed your trust. It takes a lot of effort to cheat, and it takes money, and it takes time, and it takes deception. It's malicious, and it's so painful. Let go, because all you're going to do is prolong your memory. Then when you get with the person, let's say, and I don't know how, I don't know, because I didn't finish watching the whole show, I don't know if Inyala was trying to tell them to reconcile, but let's say you do reconcile. Now, how do you, because a person's behavior usually indicates what they are going to do, their personality and their character. We don't know everything inside of a person, but we do get an idea based on what comes out of their mouth and what they do. So how do you be with a person and continue a relationship moving forward when you know that they've had sex, multiple partners outside of your marriage? How can you sleep at night and have peace that that person won't do that again? Because if that's their struggle and they have the propensity to have multiple sex partners, then how do you just say, okay, I'm just going to go to bed at night and get back with this joker and not work? You can't. Because once that damage is done, once you have the memory of what they have done, it is there. And actually, your memory is there to protect you. We are to forgive, but forgetting is something that's different. That's something that God has to do when God is judging that person and looking at that person's heart. But you can't forget because you're a human being. And if your brain is working as it should, you've been given memory as a way to remind you of what to do and what not to do. You don't need to go back with someone who is incapable of having respect and love for you. And they may desire it. You know, I don't know. Maybe there are people that deep inside, they want to try to not, you know, be with one person. And maybe they don't. I say be free. If you know you just like being with multiple partners, God bless you. But you just need to get yourself out of that relationship. Because again, is a relationship worth you getting a disease? Because they're going to continue to sleep with other men and women. Is the relationship worth your peace? How are you ever able to have peace when a person has a long history and a pattern of doing certain things? If they are people who do deceptive things and they do painful things and they have no respect, what's going to suddenly make a person that has disrespected you year after year after year, chance after chance after chance, what's going to make them suddenly say, poof, I'm going to just start being right today? It doesn't happen like that. That is not how human behavior is transformed. And I say you pray for a person that they can be healed and transformed, not for you, but for God. Because again, what does it profit a man to gain the world of pleasure, the world of hedonism, the world of debauchery, the world of whatever they seek in, money, fame, whatever they want, and to lose his soul? We are all going to, I just believe this, and I'm not playing with it. We all are going to give an account for what we have done, what we have thought, and what we have said. God knows, no, we are not perfect. The way he made us, we have the propensity to fall short, to err, to make mistakes, to do wrong. What we should be doing is resisting evil. We shouldn't just be settling in it and letting ourselves succumb to the will of the flesh and all this debauchery and hedonism and perversion that's out there. It's going to be out there. It's never going away. And it only has power if you feed yourself with this and you focus on it. That's why I'm wondering, how can you be a minister? Because you really focus it on God and you focus it on the power of God. But I would tell any woman, if a man does not fear God, he cannot love you and respect you. He cannot appreciate you. One of the things that I realized in my own life, and I, you know, just had some epiphanies recently, is that people just, they don't appreciate you. You know, they're just not grateful for you, or they take you for granted. And when you're in a situation like that, what that means is that that person will just do anything because they think, well, you're going to be there. And I'm sure because the wife, you know, maybe the first person, maybe this, we're talking about 20 women. This man said 20. Maybe the first or second person, okay, you got a problem. And then, you know, maybe, you know, because he's a pastor, a lot of women, you know, really it's evil. It's really the energy and the spirit inside those people. When you have a position like that, the enemy is going to work overtime to try to destroy you, because that's what evil is all about, just trying to destroy good and bring down good. And so, you know, I get it that as a minister, he may have women that, you know, are going after him. But there's so many ways that he can resist that. And when a man takes you for granted and he just feels like, okay, you're going to take all this and you're going to still be there, he's not going to change. Nothing is going to change him if he didn't fear God. That's what I want to say. Lady, God bless you. They got 3 children. Get out of the relationship. Again, you don't have to hate people. You don't have to wish ill on them. You don't have to even really badmouth them, because at the end of the day, if the truth be told, it is what is inside of them. It is what these men allow, the spirit that they allow to rule them, because, and then they feed that spirit. I often tell my students this story that I learned many years ago. It's a story that is told in many Native American cultures. And it is to teach children about, not necessarily religion, but it's to teach them to be aware of the spiritual forces inside of them. And I'm going to say it again, it's a simple story, but an old Native American grandfather was talking to his grandson, and he was trying to teach his grandson about character. And he told his grandson, inside of every person are 2 wolves. And these 2 wolves battle it out every single day. One wolf is good and the other one is evil. And they fight every single day and every person. And then the grandson naturally would ask, well, grandfather, who wins these battles? And the grandfather responds, the one you feed. That's the one who wins. Many men, unfortunately, they feed themselves with perversion all day, every day. Pornography, I'm not just blaming on pornography, because you, in order to see it, you have to voluntarily engage in it. But many men have been destroyed mentally and physically by feeding themselves with this perversion and debauchery and evil. And they watch it from the time they get up until the time they go to bed. So if you watch something, your mind is going to be on it. If I sat here and I watched food commercials all day, I probably want to go get me something to eat, okay? And it is because of how the brain is designed by God. What you see, what you hear, is going to influence your behavior, period. That's just basic science. Now I'm 58, and I think when I was growing up, many people sort of saw, you know, they might have seen porn as very, you know, trivial, and they trivialized it, like they minimized the power of it. You know, it's just something, oh, men do, and oh, it's not that bad, it's not going to affect them. But I'm willing to bet, if somebody want to do some studies, they're not brave enough because it's a multi-$1 trillion business. If they did studies, and some men, to credit to some men, they're talking about it. There are some, I remember reading years ago, there was an article in Time, and there are men that now that are talking about how this affected them, because they would be the ones to know. But if you feed yourself with perversion all day, every day, and you're watching this, you're going to be thinking about sex, and you're going to act on that. And the people that you act on that at a certain point is not going to matter. It doesn't matter what it is or who it is. You're going to act. So this is why you have a society where you have people just sleeping with everybody and anything. It's just a fact, and it's something that's and nobody is resisting that. And at the end of the day, and again, if they want to do that, that's fine, but you can't be in a relationship with a person like that. And I hate to say this, but a lot of women will probably need to be single and be alone to have peace, because you're risking your life. When someone is perverted and they're a sodomizer and they're, you know, just out here in these streets and all this, you can't risk your life. And that's what you have going on. It's so common. And people, I saw something today, and people just casually talk about this stuff as if it is normal any old day in the neighborhood. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But get out, because you're risking your life. You're risking your getting killed. You got people. This happens all day, every day. You with somebody, and then they sleeping with other people, or they somebody from their past want to come and take you off the planet. But they're ragging it behind, and you're like, even if you say, you know what, you can have that person, honey, you don't know what you, honey, I'm free, baby. But guess what? They're not gonna believe that, and you get killed, and then your children get killed, or your parents get killed. Y'all, it's not funny. It happens all day, every day. So I just want to say this: let go and let God. Pray to have the strength to get out. Pray for protection to get out. Pray for that person to leave you alone. Just pray and move on. And again, this thing I want to emphasize is, I didn't see in y'all and what she said. I've been there where you get fixated on what somebody else did or didn't do. You get fixated on that. But the bottom line is this: you have to shift your focus, because that person was able to do whatever he did. He did it because you allowed him to do it. And it's so hard for us. It is painful to inspect yourself, be introspective and reflect and be aware of what you have done to yourself, because you have allowed this person to disrespect you, to dishonor you, to use you in a negative way. When you allow that, it's so hard to know that. And it comes from the fact that, number one, it comes from many things. And in my house, we talk about this a lot. Some of it comes from bad teaching, that, you know, oh, you got to be forgiving, or, oh, you know, You may feel as a woman you just got to have a man. And then again, you may really love a person. Like, that's what makes this so incredibly painful, because you can love a person with your heart, your mind, your spirit, everything, and they can still lie and cheat and try to kill you, poison you, just all these different things. And your love doesn't matter, because, again, I've said this on this podcast. This is going to be longer than what I thought. So I'm going to pause the recording. I'm going to come back. I can't let this one go, y'all. I'm going to pause the recording. I'm going to come back. I want to thank everybody for listening to Bad Thought Therapy. I'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, beautiful daughters, we're back to another episode of Bad Thought Therapy. This is going to be a mother to daughter segment. I wanted this to be short and sweet, but I could, it's just impossible. And I am, if you're just tuning in to the second part, I'm talking about an episode that was on Yala Van Zandt's show, and it was, "And Yala Fixed My Cheating Husband." And the story, I'm going to put a link in the description box, is a story about a pastor married with three children who had slept with 20 different women outside of his marriage. And it seemed, I could not watch the whole thing. I was so upset a little bit. I could not watch it. I just watched a very little bit of the beginning, a snippet of it, maybe a minute, or maybe even a little bit more. But basically, he and his wife are living in separate locations. At the time that the show was aired, or before the show was aired, no one knew that they were living separately. It just seemed like they were happy and they were putting on this facade. You know, it's so interesting. Now that I think about it, I heard another gospel singer who ended up divorcing his wife and remarrying. I saw him on a show, this was a while ago, And he was saying how so many people don't know their pastors and their wives who are at or marriages that are absolutely miserable. But they do it to keep up this facade because, again, I cannot say this enough, it's not the Bible, it's the misinterpretation and the misuse in the Bible that is of the Bible that has created so many problems in our society and in our world. It is a misinterpretation. I'm not going to get into it now. But here's what this message is about today. Is you need to leave. You prolong your bad memories. You create more. You prolong your pain and suffering when you stay with a person who is not going to respect you and honor you and appreciate you. And when people have personal issues, like when I think about the pastor, and you know, I saw a picture of him and I saw a little snippet of the interview. People have their own personal issues with themselves. So when they have those issues, they compensate for that in different ways. That's one reason why so many people do it. And believe it or not, this is going to may sound a little crazy. I'm not even going to judge a person if they want to have multiple sex partners. They want to sleep with a whole bunch of people. The issue is when the person that you're married to or you're in a relationship with wants to be exclusive and they want to be monogamous, and you're presenting yourself as someone who would do that. If you know that you can't have one person, you know you're going to sleep with other men and women, you got to deal with God with that. But what you got to do is you got to also don't get in a relationship with a person and present yourself as someone who believes in monogamy. You know, I appreciate men. I've heard some interesting things. Years ago, there was a guy on the radio that I listened to, and I still listen to him. Have a lot of respect for him. He's not married. I don't know if he's ever been married. But I remember one time he said he didn't get married because he never could just be with one woman. And I thought, you saying that because the real reason he's single is something else. But then, you know, as I live a little longer and, you know, kind of got to know more about people and relationships, I started to think, you know what, I respect him. He knows that he's going to sleep with other men and women, and rather than present himself as someone who's going to be monogamous and that person is going to be hurt and he's going to risk that person's life by, you know, presenting this facade, he'd rather be single. And I have the utmost respect for him. I have respect for a man who just come out and say, I know someone, just they believe that it's okay for a man to have multiple sex partners. And they based that on their interpretation of the Bible. What I respect about this person is that they're honest. So if you know that, if you know this man is like that, you can avoid getting involved. And sometimes I think as women, you know, if depending on where you are in your maturity level, you might try to convince a man to change his mind. You might be praying and hoping that he will be faithful, he will do right. You cannot change a man. A person can only be changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not you. Now, maybe you can inspire a man, but how deep is that inspiration when you don't have a heaven or hell to put him in and you are not the one that his soul belongs to? If a man, and I don't know of a man that doesn't get this, we're going to die. Okay, you know, this time here is temporal. So if God is real and we're going to die and our soul will have to give an account for what we've done and said and we thought, if a man doesn't fear that, the one who made the sun and the moon and the star, then there is nothing you can do. And what I ended on when the first session was, it doesn't matter how much you love this man, because it is very possible for you to love a person that will have multiple sex partners, lie to you, cheat on you, try to kill you, try to poison you. You know, it's possible. And it's very, very painful. But what you have to do, your responsibility, is to let that person go. Do not hate that person. Do not talk about that person. If you're talking about the situation, okay, I get it. But like, you don't have to just focus, get fixated on that person, because the bottom line is this: nobody can cheat on you and lie on you and try to kill you and poison you and all these things unless you let them. You choose. You know, I saw something recently. I got to find that. I saw a great quote, and it was about choosing your heart. And it was something like, working hard is, success is hard, failure is hard. Being healthy is hard, not being healthy is hard. It was something like choose your heart. And you just have to choose your heart. It may be hard being single and not being in a relationship with a man. And maybe, I've been there. You may want that. And you might even thought, well, okay, that's what God wanted. But I'm here to tell you, if God really wants that for you, He will bring the right man in your life. No, He won't be perfect, but if He knows that if you really value monogamy, then if He wants you to be married, then you got to have that kind of person in your life. Some women may not care. That's why I said, I appreciate the man that's honest and says, look, I believe it's not natural for a man to be with multiple women. I don't want to be with one woman. I want to have multiple women. That gives the person who doesn't believe that to say, you know what? God bless you. I'll pass. God bless you. I can't be a part of that. And let it go. And so that's where this is a problem. The clip that I saw from the Nyala show, the man seemed like he was afraid to lose his wife. But even if she accepted him back, she's got to deal with the memories. She's got to deal with always worrying about, just like anybody that uses drugs, they can have a relapse. He can have a relapse. You got to always be worried about your life. And it's not even about life and death. It's about the quality of your life. It's so many people dealing with all kinds of drama and unnecessary stress and turmoil because they're in relationships that are toxic. And you just have to let it go. And, I pray that on this show, that there's some kind of revival and that God will raise up a leader, and especially for Black men, that he is living righteously and in integrity and helps the Black men that struggle on how to do it. I get it, because I've seen this up close and personal. Like, you're going to act on what you see and what you listen to. And many of our men, they are snared by pornography. They're snared by bad teaching about religion that says, it's not, that doesn't teach any discipline about sex, but basically, you're a man, so you're supposed to have it. And then it gets to, you got men that are having sex with anybody, so anything too. So you've got that going on, so they can't be free because they still have they don't want to have that stigma. They don't want to be alienated because of their sexual practices. So they work extra hard to create a facade. Because you have some men that'll marry a woman and they know they really prefer to sleep with a man. They're sodomites. And you got to let them go. You can't do anything about that. And again, try not to judge or try not to hate, but just let them go. I hope that the woman in the story, because I'm going to end this episode, I hope she would just let him go and you let them go. Let people know you're not mad at them. A man has to make peace with God. You can't fix them. You can't change them. You can't. There's no reconciliation in that situation, because even if he said, okay, I'm going to stop, you still got all those memories. Again, and I don't know, now he, in his case, he's a pastor. So I'm trying to figure out, like, when was he praying, or when was he fasting, or when was he reading the Bible, or when, was he asking, I don't get that, because he said, he himself, on that, the clip that I saw, he said 20 women. He had a child from one of the women, and these women are members of their church. And the reason why I decided to do a podcast and just come out of my hiatus is that this happens a lot. I live in the Atlanta area, and I'm telling you, I've seen so many stories where pastors were involved with sleeping with multiple people, men and women from their churches. I mean, this is a very common thing. And so I just want to say to women, it's not about you. That's what I ended on when I ended the first session. Years ago, and I'm going to get off, I use this analogy. Years ago, I read this story about a man who went to a yard sale. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, I know you've heard this story over and over again, but I have to tell it because it's a great story to illustrate a point. He went to a yard sale and he bought this bowl. The bowl was $2 or $3. Later, this man found out that the bowl was worth millions. So I would ask my students, why would anyone sell a million-dollar bowl for a couple of bucks? And everybody knows the answer. They didn't know the word. It's like that. You can be beautiful inside and out. You can be loyal, like your mind. I was telling my daughter, like, you know, sometimes, you know, if you really love a person, your mind is not even, you can't even imagine being with another man. You can love them, loyal to them, kind to them, intelligent, beautiful, in every way. Not to say you're perfect, and a man will still lie to you, cheat on you, mistreat you, disrespect you, try to kill you, There's some women die. All this happens. And it doesn't matter about you, because the real, at the heart of it, it's about that man's spirit. What is he dealing with spiritually? Because at the end of the day, there's a spiritual root to why we do what we do. And I just gave that story about the wolves inside of us, the good and evil. If men don't feed themselves in the right way, and they don't put in what they need to put in themselves in order to be righteous, they're not going to be righteous. This takes work. When I'm teaching my students about putting good in them, I use the illustration of a water bottle, because I'm always drinking water. If I pour that water out, I'm asking my students, what is coming out of that water bottle? They all say water. I say, is tea coming out? No. Lemonade? No. You know, all these things, is not, it can't come out because it's not in there. It's the same way with us. We cannot do good things if we don't put good in us. If a man puts filth in him, filth is going to come out, guaranteed. And I've seen this over and over again. And I'm trying to tell you, you can't change that. You can pray for people. You can hope the best. You can let them go and say, you know what? Live your truth. Live your life. I don't hate you. I'm not going to be able to handle this. And sometimes now, this is what gets me. A lot of men don't like that. They want you to accept them doing all manner of evil, and they want you to accept it. Yeah, they're mad if you don't. And this is how a lot of women get killed too, is that when they say, you know what, bro, I can't handle this. Can't handle the infidelity. If you want to sleep with men and women, go ahead. I just can't handle it. Then when you say that, then it's almost like, you know, it's like, I got to take you out, you know, because no way you can be happy without me. That sickness is sick. It's twisted. It's sick. It's perverted. It's unnatural. But that's what you're dealing with. And this is the last thing. I emphasize this. We have not had enough conversations about being single, and it's okay to be single. It's okay not to be married. It's okay not to be in a relationship at all. It's okay just to accept that this is the world now, because the world has separated itself from God. And again, if a man is separated from God, he's just not going to be able to be honorable and respectful to women. And again, the saddest part is when you have people that bring in the religion and they justify having multiple partners, and they justify, and it's the misinterpretation of the Bible, because many religions teach that women are supposed to revolve around men But some could argue, and I'm not going to get into it today, that if a man starts to focus on honoring a woman and his children and protecting her and providing for her and honoring her, that's when he will be blessed. I'm not going to get into it today. We have it backwards because they only use the Bible and they use the Bible in the wrong way. You cannot convince me. I've seen this over and over in my life. And I know that I know when a man loves his wife and he honors her and he strives to be faithful and he provides for her and he's focused on his wife and his family, those are the most blessed men that I have seen on this planet. And I told you all, you know, for years I was a teacher, so that was kind of like being in a little isolated island. But then when I had my business, I met people from all walks of life. The most blessed men that I saw, and just in general, when I really started to study this, because I became sort of fascinated by it, are the ones who focus on loving and honoring one wife, not multiple wives, and who see filth for filth, who see perversion for perversion. See, what the enemy does is he twists people's minds. And it's a point when you'll start to see something as evil as good. The prophets wrote about this in the Bible thousands of years ago, where you see evil is good and good is evil. And I may put an explicit on this because I know a man, and you know, really he was a sodomite. That's all he wanted to do. And I know he had probably slept with men, but then he became live out their truth, because they still are afraid of being alienated and ostracized, especially in the Black community. So he tried to convince women that, oh, it's okay because you're a woman, when that part of your body is not of sexual, it's not made for sex. So you got that kind of, what I'm bringing it up because you got those kind of people that their mind is so distorted and perverted that they don't get it, that this is not how God made the human body. And again, I'm one of those people, because of my age, because I'm almost 60, let people live their lives. Don't try to change them. Don't try to convince them. It's a horrible thing to do. You're wasting your energy. It's very painful. What you have to do is you just have to let people go. And you have to let God deal with people. And you have to pray again. Pray for God to protect you. Pray for God to, because many women die from these situations. HIV and AIDS is real. Herpes, you know, these are things that have no cure. You have people dealing with this on medication. They're sick. They're dying because, again, every day, all day, somebody is killed in domestic situations because it's all kinds of drama. People are unhinged and unstable, and it goes back to one thing. They don't fear God. They don't believe in God. They hate God. They want to be a God. They don't fear God. And if a man does not, I know I'm sounding redundant, ladies, but if a man does not fear God, he cannot honor you. Now, what you have to do, I have a prayer. And I pray when people are, you know, and I really shouldn't be selfish, because when I'm rarely praying, most of the time, I am thinking about me and my daughter and my family, you know, but I pray general prayers. But you have to just pray for God to keep those people away from you. Not that to pray that they go somewhere else and be with somebody else. And I just wish that we could live in an honest society. When people, you know, that's why I appreciate some people when they just come out and say, okay, this is how I am. And they're not trying to hide, because secrets kill people. When secrets kill people. And then when you finally got to find out. So that wife, again, she found out and she accepted. And when you accept bad behavior, guess what you're going to get? Guaranteed. And they're done. You'll get more bad behavior. I know we think, and you think, oh God, I'm trying to be, if you love a person, you're trying to work with the person. You're like, okay, I'm going to pray. I know that enemy trying to get my man. I know I just love this person. But guess what? If that person does not fear God, he can't love you back. He can't do what's right. He's not even going to, I know people, they don't even resist evil. They're not even trying to fight the demon. They lean in, honey, they get snuggled with that demon and they just get all lovey-dovey. And that's how they're going to die. They will die that way. And you hope, you pray that they don't, or you pray, you know, you wish sometimes they could get better. But there's a point where you even just going to have to let go of that energy on them. You've got to spend your spiritual energy on trying to heal from the bad memories that you have from that relationship. And that's painful because memory cannot be deleted. So that's what I want to say. I also want to say that one thing I wish I had done when I was younger, I was just, again, I've been in a lot of, you know, I've been in reflection mode. And as you get older, that thing called a middle age crisis is real. Like, you start looking back over your life, you're like, oh my goodness, I took that. I did that. Because what happens is when you get a certain age, you can't focus on another person. So you realize, oh, that other person did that because I allowed that. That would not have happened if I had respected myself and loved myself. But most importantly, I had known better that God would not want this for me. Let me say to my daughters what God wants. He wants you to be loved. He wants you to be respected and honored and appreciated. Many men, the reason why they do what they do is they don't appreciate that. You, that lady, now I'm be honest, looking at the image of Inyala, that lady was a very attractive lady. Some would argue her husband was not so attractive. You think he'd be grateful? Wow, I got this beautiful lady loving me and accepting me as I am and praying for me and praying with me. He didn't even appreciate it, and that's how it is. And so what you have to do is you have that. But God wants you to be with that person. If that kind of person who respects you and adores you and is trying to provide and protect you and cover you, not cheat on you, not poison you, not kill you, not, you know, sleep around on you and risk your life or engage in activities that gonna have people knocking on your door, you know, that's not what the Lord wants for you. So if it doesn't, if that that man is not in your life, what you have to do is you have to trust God. And that's hard. You gotta pray to make peace that it is God's will. Because if it wasn't his will, then an honorable man would appear. God doesn't want women mistreated and abused and their life being risked, you know, and putting their lives at risk because you got men that want to sleep with other men and women. That's not of God. So you have to just make peace. Okay, God, this exists because men have turned their backs on you, but I just want peace from you and get peace. Focus on your children. In her case, she has 3 children, and that's what you have to do. You have to focus on your children. You have to focus on things that allow you to help others and serve God. Focus on that. Focus on those things and not being in a romantic relationship. If God wants you to be married, I want those people. If God wants to be married, then okay, he'll present that man. If that man doesn't exist, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to look. I'm just going to rest in God's arms. Rest, my daughter, in God's arms. He knows, he sees. One thing that my great aunt used to say, my great aunt Bobby used to say this, and it comes back to me a lot now. She used to say, God sits high and he looks low. God sees this earth. He sees what you have gone through. He sees the things that men do because of dishonesty. Now, it's one thing if somebody told you that they want to have multiple partners or they are bisexual or whatever. You know, that's one thing if God wants to, if he told you that and then you signed up. It's another thing if you thought, oh, I was going to be special. I thought I was special. I thought he was going to be monogamous, but then he's going out here and he just sleeping with everybody and doing all kinds of things to be deceptive and malicious. And so that he can, you know, as soon as you're gone, he's going to have somebody else in the house. You know, that kind of thing, that kind of evil. What you have to do is just let that go. It's not worth it. And having those memories, and you know what people forget is that when you have a lot of bad memories because a person has done so much evil, they don't, their presence is a trigger. And a lot of people forget that, like, that person did all this stuff to you. They didn't love you. They didn't appreciate you. They were, you know, had their issues. I get that. But then their presence in your life is a trigger. That's why you have to let them go. I want to emphasize, don't hate them. Don't wish them ill. Release them to God. I know for me, I prayed and prayed and prayed. Now, I'm going to be honest, there's a point when I just kind of stopped praying. I prayed enough. I let it go. And now I focus on myself. And then another thing you got to do, don't focus on what that person did. Don't focus on what the man did. Focus on what you allow. Because a person cannot cheat on you unless you stay in a relationship for them to cheat. A person cannot try to poison you unless you stay in a relationship for them to do it. What you have to do is accept that reality. And you accepted this, that you fell short, and ask God to forgive you and ask God to heal you. And he will. He will. And then move on. And make peace about the fact that you might have to be single. And it's okay. It doesn't mean you're less than a woman. You know, now people use, they have always used it in a way as an insult. Like, oh, you can't get a man. You know what? God bless you. Hope you're having fun with that. Okay. Because you don't realize you really just avoid so much stress and turmoil, and you're free to just rest and have peace in your life when you're not dealing with all this chaos. And if you're with a man today, unfortunately, many of them are lost. Again, they can be found, they can be healed, and maybe it's for somebody else, but they gotta get right with God. Well, this episode was longer than I wanted. I can see the timer on the screen. I love you. I hope, dear daughter, that you will have the peace of God to comfort you, and you will let go and let his will be done. Peace and blessings. This is Cherie Hardy, Bad Thought Therapy.